we're getting ready to start our call. I'm looking at two. I'm hesitant here because I'm looking at two clocks. One saying we have 4 minutes to start. The other one says I'm already 5 minutes late. So let me get this. Look at the right call time. All righty. Okay. Our scripture reading for our call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning my prayer comes before you, building on the word of God and doing what thus say the Lord early in the morning. We have a few more moments for shout out. Who else do we have on the line this morning?
Good morning. This is Elisha Roberts, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Well, good morning. Good morning, sir. I'm glad you feel energized this morning. We welcome you to the call. Always happy to hear baritone voices, as my friends say, on this line. Good morning. Who else do we have on the line this morning?
Good morning. This is Sonia in Jacksonville, Florida.
Good morning, Miss Sonia from the Sunshine State. We welcome you to the call this morning, and we are very happy to have those of you who would like to fulfill the mission of the call, and that is to enhance, to enrich, and empower believers as they begin their day. We always want to put God first. We believe that if we put him first, then all other things will fall into place, will be added unto us, says the word of God. So we thank God this morning for each of you being on the line. Do we have anyone else on the line this morning who have not given us your name and where you're calling from? We thank God this morning.
Kathy Washington, Atlanta.
We thank God this morning for Miss Kathy Washington out of Atlanta. Good to hear your voice on the line this morning. As we open up our call, as we always do, we open up in prayer, thanking God for another day. Miss Robin, are you there and ready to pray?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear.
Praise God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord, and we thank you for this day. For it is a day you've made, Lord God. You knew this day before we even knew it. We thank you, Lord, that we are alive and we can rejoice and thank you for your goodness. For you are our rock. You are our Savior. You are our light, Lord God. And I take authority right now over the atmosphere, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that I am binding up every evil work of the enemy. Father God, I thank you that there will be no type of interference, no obstruction, no distraction. The airway is clear, the phone line is open, and everyone will be able to hear the word of God that comes forward. Satan, you and your cohorts, you're bound by the blood of the Lamb. Not one weapon formed against any of us can prosper this day in the name of Jesus.
Huh.
Your assignments are canceled, and they are null and void. They are rendered powerless. In Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you for the founders, Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord, of the Master's Morning Call, because you are our master, and we are glad that we have this call. We thank you for the vision that you've given them. We thank you for their faithfulness, and we thank you that you will continue to pour in their lives, Father, and they are not missing anything, Father God, and their family members are blessed, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you, Father. You are the good shepherd. They are your sheep. They only hear your voice, Lord God, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this business is prosperous. I thank you that that family is blessed. I thank you that that family is protected. I thank you, Father God, that that family is sealed, Lord, by your protection. You are their refuge. You are their strength. You are their defender in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you have people that are surrounding them and giving them counsel, Father, but the vision comes from you, Father, and it is your plan and your purpose for Artists International that will succeed and remain strong because you are the CEO. Father, I thank you that as I lift up the speaker this day, Father, your word is coming forward because we are ready to receive it. We anticipate greatness coming from the word of God. We thank you that your word is going to change our lives, Father. We thank you that your word is going to answer prayers, Lord God. We thank you that your word is going to set the captives free. We thank you that your word is filled with your anointing, Father, and it is going to remove yokes, burdens, any type of bondage, any type of hindrance, any type of questions, any type of doubt. It will all be answered and taken care of by the word of God that comes forward this day in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we are ready to receive the word of God in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you for praying this morning. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God, amen, for just stirring up this atmosphere and getting us ready. If you can't hear me, I'm clapping my hands and telling the Lord thank you. When I think about how good he's been to me, my soul get happy. And I feel like shouting for real. At this time, we just have a couple of announcements that we would like to bring you. Want to encourage each and every one of you, as I always do, to get into your back office. I'm going to come up. Yeah, being in the military, we are very strategic in our planning. I mean, you have to throw the devil off. You can't keep doing the same thing. You catch on and try to, you know, hinder where you're going and what you're doing. So I'm going to start having those of you who go into your back office and have something special from the back office, just one thing and one thing only. I'm going to say back office shout. And you never will know what's going to show up in your back office from me because of you going into your back office. So that's just straight from me and the Lord because I love giving. I love planting in good soil. And so we want to encourage you to use your back office. It's so important. We also want you to know that you can get the messages. You can go into the Master's Morning Call, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and here are the powerful messages that the Lord has blessed us with. I feel so, so grateful for the good word and the meat of the word that God has given us here on the Master's Call. And you can also send us an email just to say, hey, thank you. You don't always have to be requesting a prayer. You can send one just to say, hey, we out here. We know you're there. Send it to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Again, the Master's Morning Call Sonia@gmail.com. Being that this is Resurrection Week, Holy Week, Passion Week, some call it, as well, on Friday, we're asking that you hear me and hear me well, that you go into the scripture. We want to open the line for each and every one of you to give a shout out of thanks for anything that you want to thank God for, understanding that this week is more than Easter baskets. Okay. At this time, you have a minute to do that on Friday. It's going to be a wonderful experience. That's going to be your Easter basket, too. We're going to share our Easter baskets with each other through the Word of God and through words of gratitude to God for what He has done for us. Pastor Vanessa is our speaker ready.
Yes.
If you could introduce him, we'll be ready to hear the Word of God this morning. We are very excited about what God is going to do and what He's going to bring to us. He always brings something great to us.
Good morning, Master's Call family. We're so excited that each and every one of you are part of this call today. And I tell you, I've always put on my spiritual bib and sit there like a little kid beating the table ready to be fed, and I've never, ever been let down by this man of God. We love him so much as a son of this ministry, and he hails from New Orleans, Louisiana. Our speaker is beloved by so many of you in the artist family. He is a father, a husband, a pastor, an author, a psalmist, a cutting-edge mouthpiece for the Lord. I want to introduce to some and present to others this young, mighty man of God who's just been blessed, and we're celebrating with a new edifice, a new dwelling place that is such a miracle in the making. I present to you now Pastor Chuck Brown. The floor is yours, and we're ready to receive, thus saith the word of the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you so very much. Am I coming through?
You're coming through loud and clear. I love it.
Okay, great. We praise the Lord for these great, wonderful, and sainted women of God who stepped out on faith and in obedience to what the Lord has mandated to them. Dr. PK, who I affectionately call Mom, Dr. Vanessa, who is my mother sister, and I bless the Lord for both of them just for being so awesome in our lives. Today we want to share out of the book of Acts, several scriptures I want to look at, Acts chapter 2, verse 16. But this is that, Acts chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And then over in Genesis chapter 17, verse 21, Genesis 17, verse 21, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Genesis 18, verse 14, look at that. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then finally, chapter 21 and verse 2. Well, let's look at verse 1 and verse 2. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. I want to minister to a select few this morning who I believe this word is for. And I please those of you who feel that this word is for you, or those of you who feel that it isn't for you, just endure me for a few moments. I just need to speak to the visionaries who are on the line. I need to speak to those who are, in fact, unafraid to prophesy into your own life and speak forth what God will share with you on today. I dare you right now to touch yourself and say, it is my time. It is my time. It is my time. That's what the Lord has me sharing on this morning. It is my time. If the enemy has been after your dream, or you've been dealing with delays, or it seems like you've missed your season, I want you to eagerly anticipate this word today. It is your time. I've been sharing regarding vision, and it's been on my heart just to tap into vision. And then even in my local assembly where I serve, I was sharing with them that you will never be able to tap into God's vision for this house if you can't tap into God's vision for your house. So it is imperative that you develop vision. As a recap, vision is the ability to see farther than your physical eyes can look. Vision is the ability to see farther than your physical eyes can look, to see not just what is, but also what can be, and to make it a reality. You have to develop your mind and your spirit to see farther than your eyes can look. It's very interesting that in Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, that Peter will pick up on the prophecy that Joel brought forth, that your young men and, I dare say, women shall see visions. It is important that you see vision. See vision. The word translated see in this particular scripture means to realize. So Peter was saying that in this day, young men and young women will realize their vision, see it come to pass. Let me tell you something. You haven't been given a vision from God for stagnation. Your vision has to be realized. It has to be realized. And you have to understand this so that you can see the realization of your vision. Jesus healed more people of blindness than anything else because you have to be able to see before you can do. Every successful person had a vision for themselves and then realized what they saw. Let me just say it this way. Everything that you're associated with in life is directly connected to vision. Think about it. Your house that you're living in right now, it didn't start with a brick. It didn't start with some concrete and a 2x4. It started with vision. The clothes that you have on right now are directly connected to someone's vision. The car that you ride in, the job that you're on, the shoes that you wear, the books you read, the schools you attend, the government, the United States, the TVs, movies, music, Bible, and even salvation, it was all a part of a vision. God's vision for humanity returning to him was realized through salvation. Without someone having enough vision, we would be homeless, naked, impoverished, lawless, and uneducated. I thank God for vision. I want to share a few principles with you that will help you to understand that this is indeed your time. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 5, it reads something. It says something that's very, I believe, unique and very important. He says to Abraham, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thou shalt be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And then down in verse 15, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. Number one, God has to change your perception of yourself. God has to change your perception of yourself. Before Abraham could realize the fullness of what God placed in him, God had to change his perception of himself. Now, I wondered about this. Why did God have to change their name? It was because God knows that the old you will reject the future that he has for you. Yeah, the old you will always reject the future that he has for you. Let me tell you what I mean. The word Abram means high father or exalted father, while Abraham means father of many nations. Well, Pastor Chuck, what's wrong with being a high or exalted father? The problem is that it was too small for where God was taking him. God was trying to give him many, not just one. Same thing for Sarah. Sarai means dominative. Her view of herself was too high. She was stuck on her ability and thought she had it all together. And God then changes her name from Sarai to Sarah, which means queen. In the covenant, God actually says to her that she would be the mother of kings. She had to perceive herself as greater than how she presently did. God, in essence, was getting them to change how they viewed themselves. Sarai was dominative. She wanted everything done her way, in her time, and God changed all that because what he had for her wasn't going to happen until he was ready for it to happen. And God's doing the same thing with you. Whenever God brings you to a new place, he gets rid of the old you. He's trying to change how you perceive yourself. You can't go where God is bringing you if you keep answering to the old you. That's why technically when we get saved, you become a new creature. There should be something new about you that everyone can see. I can't answer to who I used to be and walk in the promise. I can't respond to who I was and be who God called me to be. I have to get rid of who I was. Number two, God never gives you vision for what you already possess. God never gives you vision for what you already possess. You don't have vision for what you already possess. You don't have vision for what you've already done or what you've already accomplished or achieved. You have a vision for the thing that eludes you. You have vision for the thing that escapes you, isn't close to you. Oftentimes, everything around you is opposing what you're reaching for, and all you have left is a vision. In fact, I dare say that you have vision before you have provision. If you're waiting on provision to come to you before you develop vision, then you're moving backwards. People kill me when they say stuff like they're waiting on something materialistically to come to them before they move out on what God told them to do. God always says to move before he gives you the means to do so. That's why Abraham is the father of faith, because he went not knowing. That's why David is held in such high regard, because he took down a giant, a warrior, without any prior military experience. You have to move and watch how God provides for you as you go. That's why you're here today. And then, you know, where you are, if you moved out in vision because you weren't waiting on the right price or the right number or the right this or that, when God says move, you have to trust that God will provide provision. I'm trying to get everybody on this line to get to this level of faith, not just for artists or anything, but for your own life. Life can be better than this. It can be better than what you're experiencing, but you have to be able to see the kind of life you want. The reason I know some people don't see it is because they don't see it. And when you don't see something, you can't say it. Your confession lines up with your vision and your faith. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But also, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's all interconnected. Listen, it's not what you have that God is trying to get you to possess. It's what you don't have. I don't need vision to get married because I'm already married, but I do now need vision for a healthy marriage. Abraham was messed up in his head because he thought that his ability was going to give him his promise. The problem was things weren't really working for Sarah and Abraham as it relates to, you know, childbearing, because they had already passed the age of childbearing. So it was going to take something more for that vision to come to pass. Abe even goes as far as asking God if Ishmael could be the promise, and God responded, no, Ishmael's your mess. I had nothing to do with Ishmael. What I have for you, I'm still going to make come forth. Stop relying on what you have and trust that what God says is indeed going to happen. He knows your weaknesses. He knows what you can and can't do of your own ability, but the vision is always going to go beyond what you are able to do presently. God told Abraham about owning the land while he was still renting it. He told him about having a child while he and Sarah were childless. He talked about Abraham being fruitful while he was still fruitless. Descendants before he had a child. God has given many of you visions of entrepreneurship while you're still working on another person's job. Your whole family saved while everything is going crazy in your family. Yes. God always calls you to do more than what you're able to do presently. Number three, never stop working toward your vision. Here's the truth. Abraham and Sarah never would have seen the vision happen if they didn't keep doing what was necessary to bring it to pass. This speaks to the fact that faith without works is dead. God wasn't going to physically make Abraham and his wife fellowship. They had to do it themselves. There are things that you have to do if you want to see your vision realized. Yeah, you have vision for a business, then work on those plans. You have vision to go back to school, apply for a school. For a house, and you got to inquire. If it's a job, you got to go after it. God never gives to those who don't sacrifice. I'm sorry, but if you think we serve the kind of God that's just going to make everything happen for you, then you're sadly mistaken. But this is what he will do. When you make moves in the direction direction that God points you to. He takes your natural, adds his super to it, and then you experience supernatural favor. When you move out by faith, God moves with you, but you have to keep working towards your vision. Visionaries don't allow anything to stop them. No matter what you do to them, they'll keep going because of their vision. You can stomp on them and they'll rise back up. You can spit on them and they'll wipe it off and keep pressing toward what they saw. You can trip them and they'll dust themselves off and keep going. When you have vision, you have the fuel of a lifetime. Listen, people. Vision and passion are two of the most dynamic characteristic traits that you can ever have, because vision gives you direction and passion gives you the gas to make it to your destiny. I've lost a whole lot in my life. I've lost friends. I've lost material things. I've lost money. I've lost members. But one thing I've never lost was my vision, and that's why I could keep going. It's because I saw something great ahead of me that's far better than what I've been through. I know what I've been through, but I know where I'm going is worth the struggle of it all. Then finally, as I close, I want to give you this last point. Get ready for your time. And you can read this in your own time, Genesis chapter 18, verses 10 through 15, and chapter 21, verses 1 through 2. Sarah and Abraham really wanted to believe God for what he's promised, but it was taking too long. And the Lord and two angels come and remind them of the vision. But Sarah starts to think that it's too late for her. It's never too late for you, people. You have to get this in your spirit. It's never too late for you. Sarah laughs at what's said. And I want to share something with you. What God is about to do in your life is absurd. It's ridiculous. I wonder if anybody can stand a ridiculous blessing right now, or create some crazy favor, or insane miracle. God is the real king of comedy, because there are some folk who have been laughing at what you said is going to happen. But know this one thing, that God always gets the last laugh. That's why God wasn't tripping when Satan killed Jesus, because he knew he would get the last laugh. Here's the thing I need you to get in your spirit. This is your season. And I'm not talking some crazy cliche-like stuff. I'm telling you that every visionary needs to get ready, because you're about to see something phenomenal happen for you. Doors that have been closed are about to reopen. People who denied you are about to hunt you down to help you. Folk who hated on you out of intimidation are about to seek you for guidance. Your life is getting ready to change. Your status is about to get upgraded. All of the work you've put in through the years is about to pay off. It is your time. This is your day. This is your hour. People of God, go and see your vision realized. Go and run what God has given to you. Run with it. Let everyone know that it's your time. In fact, I dare you today to change your Facebook status to "It's my time." Tweet it. This is not a game. Receive what I'm saying to you. It is your time. This is your turn. You've been in line long enough, but the Lord showed me as you're walking in line, you've seen so many people get their blessings. But every time somebody else gets theirs, God said you're closer to getting yours. Don't give up, people. Don't give in. Hold on to what God promised you, because this is right now, today, your time. There are times when a prophet has to come into town and speak specifically to your situation, but then there are times when God will allow the prophet to speak to the environment, like he did Elijah the Tishbite, who said, for the next 3.5 years, there's not going to be any rain, but according to my word. I'm telling you right now, the Lord has given the release today to speak into the atmosphere to say, this is your time. Even with all of the delays and all of the denials and all of the barriers and all of the hindrances and all of the adverse circumstances you've been faced with, God told me to tell you, this is your time. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. There's a shifting in the environment. It is your time. Walk in your time. God bless you. I pray that this word has blessed you in any kind of way. We love you. God bless you.
Good God, I want everybody to open your mouth and say, it is my time. Let me hear you. Florida, let me hear you. Texas, it is my time. Let me hear you. It is my time. It is my time now. It is my time. Let's put it in the atmosphere. Thank you, man of God, for the word of God for this season. This is my time. This is my time. I just keep walking through the house saying, Lord, Easter is coming now. This really is my time. This is my time. Monday, Thursday is here, and Good Friday is approaching. It's my time. Good God, it's my time. Son, I tell you that you preached that thing this morning. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. For I do believe that God is putting a super on my natural. Oh, God, because I'm ready for super fantastic again. Super on my natural for super fantastic to rise. Lord, I thank you. Ooh. Two times a preacher want to preach. That's when one has already preached, and another time is when another one has not preached. You want to preach. I got the preaching down in my spirit right now. I could preach some more right now. But Sister Tiffany, I want you to come and don't you preach. You just pray us on up out of here and pray about some of the needs and concerns that we have given for the week. Come on and pray after this man of God has already preached. Good God of mercy. It's my time now.
It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing, oh God, is coming our way. A season of power and prosperity. And we thank you, Father God, for your word this morning, Father God. We thank you that you have allowed for us to hear the word, to feast on the word, that the word will change our mind and our thoughts, Father God, for every need, for every believer, for every person that is on the line. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will supply their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, oh God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that there will be healing, that there will be deliverance, that there will be abundance, that there will be prosperity, Father God, for every request that has gone up, those that have been spoken and unspoken, Father God. We claim the victory over them right now in the name of Jesus. Change our mindsets, change our thoughts, change our words, Father God. Father God, for your word says, do not worry about anything, but everything in prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, we will let our requests be made known unto you, O God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Good God. Good God. Lord, I feel good down to my sanctified toes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for meeting us here this morning, Lord. We thank God for each of you, our morning listeners. We thank you so much for being faithful, for getting on the call and hearing our Father speak to us through men and women of God. We thank you, Sister Robin, for opening us up. Can't say enough about the man of God, my dear son. I thank the Lord that he walked you right up into my life. And then I thank you, Sister Tiffany, for praying for us and closing us out in prayer. All I can say is Pastor Vanessa and I would come together, touch and agree and believe that all of us would realize something today that would just shake us and say, this is our time. It's our time now. God bless you. Go forth and do great things on today in Jesus' name. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.